From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
You're listening to another Open Mic podcast on News OK. I'm Mike Sherman, Sports of the Oklahoman, and joining me is Barry Trammell. He and John Helsley, Oklahoman writers, are headed back from the Wayman Tisdale service in Tulsa, a celebration of the life of Wayman Tisdale, who passed away last Friday at age 44. Barry, what was it like to be there?
Well, it was part church service, part concert, and part funeral. It was a three-hour service in which Wayman's life was mostly celebrated. It was not a mourning of his death. It was more a celebration of his life.
Do you think the family has gone through, this has been a very public grief for them. Of course, he's a very public person. One of the most beloved sports figures in the state's history. There's a lot of public mourning that this family had to do. Do you think that this was the perfect cap on the, this is about as good a way for them to celebrate his life as it could be?
Well, only they could answer that. I do think this. His brother, Weldon Tisdale, officiated or delivered the eulogy, and at the end of the service said that for the last 30 years they'd shared Wayman with the public. So they thought it only fitting that they continue. No reason to stop now. So they opened the BOK Center, and the public was invited. The crowd was not as big as some forecasts. There were probably only about 4,000 people there, but a lot of dignitaries and a lot of people just off the street coming in to celebrate the life of Wayman Tisdale.
And the stories on News OK right now, pictures on News OK show a horse-drawn carriage that carried the body of Wayman Tisdale to and from the BOK Center. That really must have been a sight to see.
Yeah, and the processional from the funeral home, which, I'm not sure how far it was, but it was a fairly lengthy walk. It had a little bit of a feel of a state funeral, and with all the celebrities that were there, and the pomp and circumstance, and for a lot of people, it had a lot of the traditions of the black church service. For a lot of people, that was an eye-opening experience if you've never been exposed to that culture. So it was an eventful day, no doubt about it.
Okay, and some of the NBA players that came through, you kept track of them, right? I mean, what was the A-list like?
Could. Otis Birdsong was there. Kenny Gattison and Darryl Walker were there. Both were coaches with the Hornets and played back in the day when Wayman was in the league. Sidney Green was there. A.C. Green, the old Laker, is now a minister and was one of the officiators of the service. Sam Perkins was an honorary pallbearer. He was I can't remember if he was best man at Wayman's wedding or Wayman was best man at his. Charles Smith and Rory Sparrow, two former NBA players, now with the NBA office, they were there. Lots of former Sooners. From the Wayman days, David Johnson, Chu Kennedy, Sean Clark, Tommy Tubbs, Chucky Barnett, the Billy Tubbs staff was all there, Mike Anderson, Mike Mims. Tubbs and Mike Mims both spoke. A lot of music. The music industry was well represented. Marcus Miller, jazz guitarist, is probably the most eloquent speaker. Dave Koz, who's a big-timer in the music industry, was there and spoke. So it was a who's who of both basketball and jazz.
Okay, you're listening to the Open Mic podcast on News OK. I'm Mike Sherman, Sports Editor of the Oklahoman. I'm talking to Barry Trammell, our columnist, and we're talking about the celebration of Wayman Tisdale's life, which happened today in Tulsa, Thursday. And, Barry, you talked – it's a three-hour service, right?
Yep, it was a little over 3 hours, and it was nothing dragged on. They had some recollections, and then they had music, and then they had recollections, and then music. The only lengthy process was Weldon Tisdale's eulogy, which was about 30 minutes. So everything else was short and to the point and really focused on Wayman's life.
Anything, I mean, most everybody in this state who's followed sports is somewhat of a Wayman Tisdale expert, for the only reason is that, you know, he's had such a magnetic personality. His accomplishments are writ large across, you know, so many minds in Oklahoma, three-time All-American at OU, never been done before. You know, the smile, which you've written about, so contagious. Did you learn anything about Wayman that you didn't know today?
Well, the thing I did not really know was the impact he had on NBA players. A.C. Green talked before the funeral, talked about the small fraternity of the NBA, 400 players approximately at any one time. But he said it, among men of spirit, men who have really serious substance to their lives, he said it was an even smaller fraternity. And he said he connected with Wayman Tisdale early on, and then they became teammates in Phoenix. And just the impact. Roy Sparrow talked about how his 1 year with Wayman as a teammate with the Sacramento Kings was the best year of his life. So just sort of the impact he had on NBA players who were at the top of their profession. People like Kenny Gattison and Darryl Walker they never played with Wayman. They only played against him. But they became fast friends and great friends because of the caliber of man he was. So that's something I've never really appreciated before today.
You went up there hoping to be able to answer a question inspired by a lunch you had yesterday with a friend of yours who knew Wayman, who knew of him, who followed OU sports. What was that question, and how far down the road did you get to answering it?
Well, the one question I think that he had and wanted me to explore was, how did Wayman Tisdale turn out the way he did? What did the Reverend Tisdale and Mrs. Tisdale do with their six kids? How did they raise such a strong, vibrant family? You know, we've actually written some, and people over the years have written a lot about the Selman family and the Smith family, other great Oklahoma families. But we don't know a lot about the Tisdale family and how they were able to raise such a remarkable family. I didn't really get a sense out of I didn't come away from the funeral answering those questions, and I sort of lament that, and hopefully someday in the future I can find out exactly why Wayman Tisdale turned out the way he did.
Barry, you talked about some of the music stars who were there. Was the music gospel in foundation, or jazz, or both?
It was both. Lots of gospel music, most of it upbeat. A little bit of it more along the funeral type of stuff, Precious Lord, Lead Me Home. But most of it was a lot reminiscent of a church service in the black tradition. Fred Hammond, a nationally known gospel singer, led some music, and at one point he got up and said, "For my purpose for being here, this building's a little too quiet." And he got everybody riled up and singing, and they started singing, "This is the day that the Lord has made." A lot of jazz. Wayman's band played a prelude about 20, 30 minutes before the service played. They played also as it was going out. We even had a country song. Toby Keith was supposed to speak. Said, "You know what, I just don't feel like speaking. Our connection was through music, so I'm going to sing." He sang a country song, "Angels Flying Too Close to the Ground." So I had a little bit of mix of all kinds of music.
Okay, Barry, well, listen, we look forward to reading what you're going to write for News OK. Thanks for sharing this time with us. This has been the Open Mic Podcast on News OK.